All right, so I was discussing different aliyahs, which is the important aliyahs. Last week I discussed Shlishi, and the simple pashtus is that Shlishi is the most important aliyah because after Kohen and Levi is the first free one. It's available. That's a simple pshat. So this is based on an article in Rav Arya Leibowitz Sefer, Hakon Elamo. So he talks about Shishi now, Shishi, the sixth aliyah. So in the Zohar is mashma that that's the most important aliyah. And the Zohar also mentions if a person gets the sixth aliyah, he's zocha for arichas yamim, for a long life. And he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, in the name of the Ari, that the sixth aliyah is the most important of all the aliyahs. According to Alpi Kabbalah, the sixth aliyah is the most important aliyah. And afterwards, Shlishi, after that Kohen, after that Levi, after that Revi, after that Chamishi, and the seventh aliyah is like the least important. That's the way the Ari brings it down. And also the Be'er Heitav also brings down from the Ari that the sixth aliyah. And the Magen Avraham brings down that they would sell the sixth aliyah, and that's a siman that that would be an important aliyah, is the one that they're selling. They would sell Dafka that aliyah. Now he brings down from the Maaseh Rav, which is records the conduct of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon would also get the sixth aliyah. Now in the blurb, he's got a Hesber where it might not be based on the Kabbalah, but he's told that he thinks it sounds more like the Vilna Gaon was going up in Kabbalah as well, which isn't surprising. The Vilna Gaon is also heavily into Kabbalah as well. Now, so Rav Schachter explains. He quotes from one of Rav Schachter's Sfarim in Efsharav, where he tries to explain why the sixth aliyah should be the most important aliyah. It's obviously based on Kabbalah. I'm not an expert on Kabbalah, but just the Aleph Beis, you know, there are different sfirot. Sfirot are like emanations or aspects of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, midot of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and there are three, you know, superior midot, and that's you have Keter and Chachma and Bina. It's like refers like the head, you know. And then there are seven inferior sfirot. Anyway, the most inferior sphera is Malchut. Malchut. In other words, this is the way that you know we can appreciate Hashem, and He's making His forces felt in this world. Malchut. Malchut means kingship. So Friday night, in different periods during the week, different sfirot make themselves impacted. In other words, the way Rav Herschel Reichman was saying to me, it's like it provides the energy. So Friday night is the midah of Malchut. Friday night is Malchut. And it makes sense because Shabbos Malchuta. That's Rav Reichman was saying that. Rav Blavatsky was saying that. So Rav Schachter writes down that Leil Shabbat, Friday night, is Sfirat Malchut. And that's the lowest of all the Sfirot. And Shabbos in the morning is one up, and that's Yesod. Yesod is something that relates to like a loving relationship is Yisod. It's the foundation. In other words, it's like you could say the relationship between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, but it's a loving relationship is Yisod. So the morning of Shabbos is Yisod, and that's the sixth sphira. So he's going to come down to the we're moving towards the sixth aliyah. We'll get there. So he says, therefore, you know, the Mechaber brings down different things based on Kabbalah. The Mechaber was heavily into Kabbalah, so the Mechaber brings down Mefurash that on Friday night a person should slice the lower challah. In other words, on Friday night we do the lower challah, and that's the way the post can bring down. So one way to do it is if you have the two challahs, so the low, but you don't want to do, but there's halacha im avirin on the mitzvah, but you don't want to pass over a mitzvah. So one way is to bring the lower challah a little closer to you. That's the one way that the taz brings down. So the lower challah is a little closer to you, so you're not mavir on the mitzvah, but you're still, you know, making hamotzi on the lower challah. And then the other way to do it is the Magen Avraham says that during Hamotzi, you flip the challahs. So so one will be on top when you begin Hamotzi, then you flip it down on the bottom by the end of Hamotzi. I think the first way is a little bit easier, but the point is that we do a lower challah on Friday night because that's the Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the Sfirot. And then on Shabbos morning, we do the upper one. All right, that's so much for that. Then he says also in the Tfilot, I'm not an expert on Kabbalah, but when you have Kabbalah, it's like all of a sudden things start ringing bells when you look at the whole terrain. So on Leil Shabbos, we know in our Tfilot, we change the grammatical construction of the Tfilot. On Friday night, we say, Be'anuhuva. Va is Malchut. The Malchut is Lashon Nekeva. And then on the day of Shabbos, you say Vienuhu Va'o, and that's Yisod. Yisod is Lashon Zachar. And then at Mincha, you say Vienuhu Vam, it's blending of all the Sfirot on Mincha. So when you have that, you know, it's just not deep into Kabbalah, but you have that, and then all of a sudden the Tefillot make a lot more sense, you know, the way you would think about it. Any event, so he says, so that therefore by Hasidim, this is the way Rav Schechter brings down, Shishi is the most important Aliyah. I mean, on Shabbos morning, the sphere that's impacting is the sixth sphere, and that's Yisod. And that's why the sixth Aliyah is an important Aliyah on Shabbos morning. So that's the Mahalach with that. Okay, so I think that'll be it for tonight with the sixth Aliyah. The main thing is not to get a whole fight about Aliyahs, but it's more Hasidim or more Madgish the sixth Aliyah. But you see that even the Vilna Gaon got the sixth Aliyah, and the Gaon of Rama also, they would sell the sixth Aliyah. So it's Lav Dafka Hasidim, but especially Hasidim, I think, feel that way. Okay, so Blinetter next week when we'll do the Aliyah. Okay, I'll see you. That's it. Rebbe Chananya Bakashma Baraksel.